The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Jason Big Joe, 1025-1063, the game live today. Titans training camp as the Titans get ready to open the preseason this weekend at Nissan Stadium against the NFC champion San Francisco 49ers. We welcome to the show now Mayor Freddie O'Connell of Nashville, who joins us. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. Doing pretty well, thanks. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for joining us today. And look, it's exciting times as the Titans get ready to start their season, but with the new stadium being built next to the current one, that makes parking a little bit more difficult. And we all know that there's a lot in Nashville, and parking is a premium. So how can fans find some good parking when they're going to the game this weekend?
Yeah, lots of changes in the offseason, both in terms of the roster and on the ground. And so we've been working closely. We've got an East Bank team that's been in close coordination with the Titans, and they're asking fans to make a transportation plan for the game. So a couple things on that front that I think fans will want to pay attention to. So for people who are driving to games, there are 20,000 parking spots within a one-mile radius of the stadium. If you visit NissanStadium.com, they've got a whole section of ways to get there. Including parking locations, but we've actually just today announced that we've changed some things also for how the city is providing access. We've got four bus routes that are now connected to Nissan Stadium on event days. So WeGo Public Transit, our local transit authority, is involved there. And then if you visit again, NissanStadium.com, they've got all the options for how folks can get there.
Very, very cool. So if they want to expand on that a little bit, if they want to use WeGo, where are some of the pickup points and drop-off points after the game?
Yeah, so what I've done a lot for going over to East Nashville for a variety of things, including I will be going over there this weekend for Tomato Art Fest, and the way our family has done it for years is actually to come downtown, park near WeGo Central, and just take one of those bus routes over there. But basically, you can use Quick Ticket. They've got an app for fares. It's just quicktickettn.com. You can preload it. You can get a round trip pass for $4. And then the four routes are the Route 4 Shelby, the Route 14 Whites Creek, Route 23 Dickerson Pike, and the Route 56 Gallatin Pike will get you there. You can board buses at the Elizabeth Duff Transit Center at WeGo Central, or bus stops on Union Street across from the Metro Courthouse. There's lots all over downtown, and there's paid garage parking available at WeGo Central. So a bunch of options there. And so Titans and WeGo have been working with us on coordinating this. So whereas before, it actually used to be a little bit of a challenge. And in fact, a lot of times transit was kind of diverted from it. We're trying to make sure people get it. And then, of course, too, the Game Day Express, the Star, is going to be running all season. So people coming from points east can hop on our commuter rail route and get to Titans games as well.
We're talking to Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell on the Chase and Big Joe show this morning. And, Mr. Mayor, I'm thinking, you know, the Titans need a preseason, and I think fans also need a preseason, correct, to kind of figure things out these first two preseason games the next 2 weeks about where to park and everything?
Exactly. I think we're going to be paying close attention to this. We're going to be, you know, getting feedback from fans. You know, it is different over there. If you guys have been by the site, they have been working very quickly on getting the new stadium built. So they're staying on track with their schedule. Obviously, that does change the parking landscape directly adjacent to the stadium. But they've been working very closely with us as a city to make sure that the overall fan experience isn't too disrupted during the season. So these couple of preseason games are going to give us a chance to work out as many kinks as we can so that everybody has a great season.
And it has, you know, Chase and I talk about this all the time. There are plenty of places to park downtown. All too often we know about one, oh, it's full and I'm getting frustrated. But, Mr. Mayor, you know this as well. There are plenty of places to park downtown that are convenient. We just got to search those out, right?
That's exactly right. And again, NissanStadium.com has done, the Titans have done a really good job of providing links to a whole bunch of parking resources. For me personally, for years, I've relied on our multiple public garages that provide pretty quick access. I mean, Convention Center that's a public parking location that's easy access just across the Siegenthaler pedestrian bridge. We do have City Hall and Courthouse Garage, which again, you can walk right over Woodman Street or catch that 56 bus from just outside City Hall. You do have that parking garage right above WeGo Central that I've parked at many times. So lots of options, and even the library garage. I mean, we've got several garages that are just a stone's throw away that are, you know, usually very reasonably priced even for special events compared to some of the other private garages. But there are, I mean, again, come back to it, there are 20,000 parking spots within an easy walk from the stadium. Now, also, the Titans have been very good about accessibility. So there's ADA drop-off locations for guests with disabilities, and they've also been making sure that people can access it. If you are about a mile out and you're comfortable getting there in some other way, there's even they've made scooter valet available in front of the Juvenile Justice Center over there. So they've got that. They've got bike racks located all around the stadium with a bike valet service is going to begin in the regular season. So even our cycling Titans fans will have an option to get to the stadium.
Well, for those that were at the Kenny Chesney concert Saturday, and the Lot R was perfect getting in and out of, the men and women of the Metro Police were fantastic navigating people in and out. So there are a lot of people working in this, Mr. Mayor, to make sure everybody has the perfect experience come this Saturday for the Titans game.
There really are. We want people to be safe in the area around the stadium. So Metro Nashville Police Department's been a great partner. They've been working very closely with our Nashville Department of Transportation and WeGo Public Transit to make sure that people are safe both on the roadway at intersections, because we know Titans games also generate a ton of pedestrian traffic. And so, I've walked across the Woodland Street Bridge myself many times. We've made some improvements to the KBB Bridge. We expect there will be a lot of pedestrian activity on those. Just encouraging folks to be safe as they access the stadium. And it's not that different from, you know, this week we had our first day of school for Metro schools, and it's definitely a change in traffic patterns around every one of our elementary, middle, and high schools. But same thing for game day, just encourage motorists to be patient and have everybody focus on being safe as they get to and from the games, because the biggest thing is we want to cheer on the Titans and have everybody have a good fan experience.
Mayor Freddie O'Connell is here with us on the Chase and Big Joe show. And so now that the process has started, there's construction going on, and you know how this is, that when you do something new and you do something big, you're going to have a lot of people that love it and a lot of people that are skeptical about it. But now that it's happening and there's going to be all these great events that are going to be coming to our city as a result of the new stadium, what are some of the things that you all are thinking about from the city's point of view of wanting to do with this new stadium years from now, and what's some of the feedback that you've gotten?
Well, I think people are excited that we have gotten a lot of the city's priorities kind of baked into the work we're doing to redevelop the rest of the East Bank. We've been working very closely with the Titans, of course. I think that new facility is going to be a really incredible overall fan experience, whether you're going to a Titans game or to a concert or to WrestleMania. And, you know, I think for the area around it, we've had a lot of people excited about the fact that we're going to be putting some affordable housing there, that we're going to be building some great urban neighborhoods. There's a lot of excitement around the idea of a new Tennessee Performing Arts Center to have, you know, a district that kind of redefines urban entertainment. We've got Broadway on the west side of the river, and I think we may have an opportunity to do something very different that attracts, you know, families and people of all ages, because we will have a lot of people living over there. And so there's a lot of enthusiasm about that. We're going to have a great brand new park network over there, complete reinvention of the greenways. As you get up to River North, where Oracle's building their campus, I think it's going to be a great site for jobs, building this all out from an infrastructure and construction standpoint, and then some incredible new opportunities for Nashvillians who want to work in any of these professions that'll be over there. So just really a lot of great stuff to come. And it's you know, I think the most challenging part of all is kind of like what you're seeing right now. Those parking lots are kind of an excavation zone at the moment, and you can see construction starting. There will, for the next several years, be a lot of things that are works in progress over there on the East Bank. So we'll be finishing things in some places just as other things are getting started. So again, there's sort of a, you know, don't mind the construction attitude about it, but we're, as a city, we're focused on making as much of this as we can as little disruptive as possible.
You just mentioned WrestleMania, so can you confirm that WrestleMania will be in Nashville?
I can't confirm it, but I know there has been a lot of interest in that particular event. Same as I can't confirm a Super Bowl, but I'm aware that there have been a lot of conversations about that. So I think the new stadium is just going to provide all kinds of new opportunities for world class events. And again, our focus as a city is on making sure people can access that site safely. People can move around both downtown and the East Bank and the River North area. And so we're putting a lot of work into the infrastructure design. We're working very closely with the Tennessee Department of Transportation on a lot of this stuff. And the focus, again, is on making sure that residents in the area in East Nashville and downtown continue to be able to get beyond their neighborhoods, and that everybody who's trying to get to and from that site has the opportunity to do so. So really do appreciate the work of WeGo Transit, Metro Nashville Police Department, Nashville Department of Transportation, everybody who's been making this possible.
Fantastic. Mr. Mayor, thank you for all this. We really appreciate your time. I saw you at the airport a few weeks ago when it was very nice.
Yeah, it's, that's another place where we've just seen a lot of incredible investment and trying to help passengers, both Nashvillians heading to points far away and the people who are coming to visit, to whether they're enjoying a Titans game or something else about our incredible city. So we just spend some time every day trying to make everything a little bit better and easier for folks.
Mayor, I do have one more for you. Obviously, there's a lot of discussion with the Nashville Fairgrounds and the Speedway, and it's a place that's very near and dear to my heart and a lot of Nashvillians. I know there has, in the previous administration, there was a kind of an agreement in place about Bristol Motor Speedway doing some things, but obviously nothing has really moved on that. Now that you've taken over and you've had some time to talk with people, where are we on the fairgrounds, and what is kind of your vision moving forward?
Yeah, nothing definitive there. We're going to be over there this weekend for Family Racing Day. I grew up with the sounds of the Speedway audible from our house, and I've always just kind of enjoyed it, including as a fairgrounds. Went to the state fair many times when it was still over there, still enjoy the Nashville Fair and enjoy all the things I've seen on the Speedway, from concerts to tractor pulls to racing. So we'll be over there this weekend. Nothing definitive yet. We continue to have a lot of conversations with people who brought us ideas about possible uses. You know, the Bristol folks are very engaged in what, you know, they still have some interest in it. I will say Nashville SC has a lot of energy and enthusiasm for what they're doing. They're about to cut the ribbon on some of the new housing that's been built over there. And they've got some more plans for some of the area. And then, you know, we continue to just work very closely with our great fairground staff and the fair board over there. But mostly right now we're focused on the city's priorities. And that's kind of what we said to everybody. We knew this year we had to get the East Bank jump started. We knew we had an urgent conversation to have about transportation and infrastructure. So we're focused on that. And we'll probably look out to the rest of the term to get to maybe something definitive about the future of the fairgrounds.
That's encouraging, Mr. Mayor, 'cause you know the history of that speedway. You know the people that are passionate about that speedway. There's a lot of us who love that speedway. So, Mr. Mayor, it's encouraging to hear that it's still ongoing. There's nothing been decided yet. So to hear that is really good.
Yeah, and we want to get this right for the next generation of Nashvillians, for the community around it. And, you know, I'll say it this way. I mean, I've always enjoyed the idea that there can be multiple uses out there, from the Expo Center, where we've gone to enjoy everything from Christmas Village to, you know, Lego brick conferences. And, you know, it's just really kind of amazing to do that, to continue to have an actual fair use, to being able to go to soccer games, and yes, to be able to go to races. So I think there's enough land out there. There's enough energy and enthusiasm about that. I mean, that's another great site that we have also continued as a city to try to focus on access to. And just like the Titans have been great partners as we get ready for this season in some new ideas about trying to make it easier to get to and from Nissan Stadium, we've been working very closely with Nashville SC, and they've provided fare-free transit to all their home games this season and last, and it's been a good one. It's been a good opportunity.
Well, Mr. Mayor, we appreciate your time today. I know you're very busy and a lot of stuff going on in our city. It's very, very exciting, but thanks so much for doing this, and we hope to talk to you down the road.
Yeah, great to be with you guys today. Have a great day.
You too. Mayor Freddie O'Connell joining us here on the show. And look, you know, we got some texts on our text line about, I hope we covered most of the things you wanted to hear.
Yeah.
And, you know, people were asking about the fairgrounds. If you've listened to this show or listened to me long enough, you knew I was going to bring it up.
Yeah. So. I completely didn't even think about it. I just totally, because it's always like, there's always nothing new. It's there. It's nothing new. And so it's encouraging to hear that, look, he had priority first of getting the East Bank going, and now, you know, we'll look into all that. So
yeah,
that's again, I said it seven times, but it is. I think it is encouraging.
Yeah,
because it's not
too.
A no.
It's not a no, and I hope we can get there sooner rather than later. If you have some reaction to that, and Titans practice going on, I think they're going to end a little bit earlier today than they have been.
How'd you find that out?
I got sources, but we will talk about that and much more. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus. Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.